Amen, amen, amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, if Jesus was there, not there, it wouldn't be heaven. If it was, you wouldn't recognize it. Because the Bible said that he's going to be the light of the city. There is no sun. There is no moon. There are no stars. Because the Lamb is the light thereof. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, God is light. The Bible teaches us God is light. And God is omnipresent, therefore, light is everywhere. Somebody said, well, what about all the darkness? Darkness is merely where God has not chosen to manifest himself. He's there. You just don't see him there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Light needs a reflector. When light finds a reflector, it reveals itself. When God finds somebody that can reflect him, he reveals himself. That's why the Bible said, ye are the light of the world. He said, I am the light of the world. Then he said, ye are the light of the world, because we reflect his light. Amen. We have no great light of our own, but we reflect the light of the Lord. Amen. And therefore the world has light. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm glad I'm going somewhere where Jesus is. I read something interesting this afternoon. Did you know that there's a group, several groups actually, different places have started churches, and they're atheists. Now, how does an atheist have church? I mean, I don't know how you have church. Church is about worship, and there's nothing to worship. Amen. Praise the Lord. One of the songs I was reading about, I don't know, I'd like to hear the song because it didn't make a lot of sense. It was about I don't need a higher power to express my gratitude. Well, I guess you can have gratitude without that, maybe. Amen. But who do you express it to? The Big Bang? Amen. I don't know. Praise the Lord. But church is about worship. It's about worship. Praise the Lord. It's about worship. I respect differences. I don't believe everybody has to believe like me. I really don't. People are free to believe what they want to believe or what they don't want to believe. Amen. But it is becoming to me ever more clear. There are two sides. There are two sides. Everybody say two sides. Amen. There are two sides. The Lord actually said that, didn't he? He said, if you're not for me, he said, you're against me. Amen. He said that. He said, if you're not for me, you're against me. Amen. And so there are two sides. He said, no man can serve two masters. So there's two masters. We have to make up our mind which side we're on and which master we'll serve. Amen. And so it is about making some decisions, making some choices. We can't stand in the middle and be uncommitted. And I think even more so as the time draws near, amen, it's even going to be even more clear that we got to make some decisions. Amen. I want to read tonight from the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. And I'll probably start about verse 22. Amen. And I see some of you fanning out there. It's kind of hot in here. And amen. Brother Kevin, turn that fan around here. Let's get all the good out of it we can. And if you don't mind, I'm going to uncoat myself here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I know everything's on, but that don't mean it's working right. So we'll check it out and see if we can get everything going like it's supposed to. Matthew chapter 14. The scripture said, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Everybody say, to the other side. That's what I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about going to the other side. Going to the other side. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because that's where we're headed, to the other side. Amen. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. In about 5 minutes or so, Nick Walinda, seventh generation Walinda of the famous Flying Walinda family, will attempt to do something that no man has ever done. He's going to step out on a 2-inch steel cable that has been extended across the Grand Canyon. He will walk 1,400 feet. If he missteps, it's 1,500 feet down. He will not have a safety harness on. All he will have in his hands is a balance beam that's 30 feet long and weighs 43 pounds. And he is attempting to do something, go somewhere that nobody's ever gone before. And what a feat. I don't really understand. I have no compulsion to do something like that. But then again, I'm not seven generations of walking tight wires. He's been doing it since he was 2 years old. 3 to 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, he walks on a cable. And that's how he's lived his life. He's made it 34 years doing that. And that's what he does. And so he's attempting to do it again. But as I read his story, there was something that really stood out to me. And this is what he said. He said, it's about focusing on the other side. Amen. Now, you know what? I could do that. I could walk on a cable for 1,400 feet. I know I could. I just don't want it to be 1,500 feet up in the air. If you stretch a cable out here on this floor, I'd almost guarantee you, Brother Kevin, I could walk that thing. Amen. But my focus, you see, it'd be on the cable. But you get me 1,500 feet up in the air, and my focus ain't going to be on the cable. It's going to be about 1,500 feet between me and the canyon bottom down there. And because my focus changes, see, my life would be in danger. There's no way I would make it because my focus is wrong. We go where we focus. Amen. And you know, it's dangerous to whenever you get fixed, when you're driving a car, as long as you're constantly looking at something, you know, your focus is out there. But if you get to looking at something on the right side, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go right. If you get hooked on something on the left, you're going to go left. Because that's where your focus is. Our focus changes everything. Amen. And so life is like that. What is your focus in life? Praise the Lord. And you know, I've made up my mind. I don't want to own a disease. Anybody here don't want to own a disease? Every now and then I find myself and I'll say something like talking about my allergies. I think, I don't own any allergies. I suffer with them, but I sure don't want to own them. So I'm trying to teach myself not to claim any of that stuff. I don't want to talk about my allergies and my asthma and my heart problems and my diabetes. No. I don't want to own any of that. It's not mine. It may attack me. I may have to deal with some of it, but it's not mine. I don't want it. And I'm not going to own it. And so that's not going to be my focus. I may have to fight my way through it. I may have to deal with some of it. I might even have to live with some of it. But it's not going to be my focus. Amen. My focus is going to be on my healer. Hallelujah. I don't know if I'll ever get healed. Amen. But I tell you what, my focus is going to be on the healer. Brother Davis said something really interesting at Kelp meeting. He said, this lady come up for prayer. And she said, I want you to pray for me. She said, I'm a diabetic. And he got to thinking, I'm a diabetic. And God said, well, tell her to look at me. I'm not a diabetic. Amen. So it's okay. If you got a problem in your life, just look to Him. He doesn't have diabetes. He doesn't have heart problems. He doesn't have cancer. He doesn't even have headaches. Amen. So you can look to the Lord because it's all in Him. You don't have to worry. Just get your focus on Jesus here tonight. That's where our focus has to be. Amen. We've got to understand this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Amen. But you know what's happening to some people? They're getting their focus off of the other side. And they're getting too much in love with what's around them and what's right here, right now. Amen. I'm sorry today. But if that's where your focus is, it's very temporal. Amen. The Bible said that man's days are few and full of trouble. Anybody ever notice that? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, look at you, Brother Grissom. You're old. Don't seem like it. Amen. It doesn't seem like I've been here very long. I've been here a few days, but there has been some trouble. I don't focus on the trouble now. Don't get me wrong. Praise the Lord. But I got some. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I learned the best way to get through trouble is just smile. Praise the Lord. I learned the best way to handle trouble is just to sing. Praise the Lord. You say, does that change your trouble? No, but it changes your focus and your attitude. Praise the Lord. 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 Amen. You got to get your focus right. So Mr. Walinda said, he said, I'm going to focus on the other side. Hallelujah. When he steps out on that wire, and I guess he's already stepped out about now. Amen. But he's going to start walking. And he said, my focus is going to be on the other side. That's where I'm looking. That's where I'm trying to get to. That's where I'm going to go. Amen. It's going to be about 100 degrees. Amen. And that cable's going to be hot under his feet. He said, but I'm going to focus on the other side. It's just 2 inches wide, but I'm going to focus on the other side. He doesn't know what kind of wind currents are going to be tossing him about, but he said, I'm going to focus on the other side. Amen. That's how you're going to get across. You got to focus on the other side. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We got to understand something here tonight, folks. Either this is right or it's not. Either we can believe this or we can't. Either this is true or it's not. Amen. I'm staking my whole eternity on this right here. Amen. I have lived my life for this right here. Amen. And I'm living in a time and I'm living in a day when people, even religious leaders, are telling me that it's not true. That's right. Living in a time when even some preachers are telling me that this is not true. Amen. But I'm telling them it is true. Hallelujah. Amen. You can believe that if you want to, that it's not, but I believe that it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have found that it is my focus today. And I believe it. I'm either going to believe the word of God or I'm going to believe the word of a man. Amen. Men are dying. God's living. I'm going to go with the living. Praise the Lord. Men are temporal. God's eternal. I'm going to go with eternal. Amen. Men are fickle. I mean, God is stable and secure. I'm going to go with stable and secure. Praise the Lord. I don't know. That's just the way I'm going to live my life. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, people are limited, and God is omnipotent, and God is omniscient. I'm going to go with omnipotence and omniscience. Amen. Men are stationary, but God is omnipresent. I'm going to go with omnipresent. Amen. That's how I choose to live my life. Amen. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the King of Righteousness. He's the Lord of Glory. He's the King of Kings. That's the one I think I'm going to focus on here tonight. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, you ever seen Him? Well, no. Well, how do you know He's real? Well, I've never seen electricity either, but I know it's real. I can convince you real quick. You get a hold of a hot wire and a negative wire that's connected to an electrical source, and you'll be a believer real soon. You may not see it, but I promise you can feel it. Anybody here ever felt electricity? Wasn't that a memorable experience? See, you never did forget, did you? Amen. You still remember that. You can see the invisible. You don't even have to do that. There's a light bulb right up there, and it's got light in it. That's because it's got electricity. You can't see it, but you can see the manifestation of it. You cannot see the electricity, but you can see the light that it produces. You can feel the circuit and the wind that it produces because it turns the fan and runs the air conditioner. You don't actually see the source, but you get the benefits of it. I've never seen God, but I certainly enjoy the benefits of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I look above me and see the star-studded heavens, amen, and I look out in the daytime and see the beauty of the blue sky dotted with puffy white clouds, there's nothing in me that says, oh, there's such a thank you, Big Bang, for all of this. I've never felt that compulsion. Amen, I go to the zoo and I see the monkeys. I've never felt like hugging one and say, Daddy! Grandpa! Amen. Pray, I just understand that's a monkey in there. And God made him a monkey. He's always been a monkey. He'll always be a monkey. But he's not my uncle. Amen. I saw a cartoon some years ago. Uncle, there was a monkey in the cage scratching his head, and he's looking at the keeper. And he said, am I my keeper's brother? Well, no, you're not. Amen. That's the other side. Amen. On this side, you see, when I see the great creation, amen, that the heavens are His handiwork. Amen. God made all of this. It causes praise to rise up in me. It makes me want to sing. It gives me confidence because God made all of this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I don't know what you do when you're thankful and you don't have a God to thank. I don't know. I don't ever want to know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But it's not only gratitude, but at times you can go in trouble. See, now, the setting of our story here today that we have brought your attention to, Jesus... And He had just included the disciples in one of the most magnificent miracles that had ever happened on planet Earth. These 12 men had held miracles in their hands. I mean, these 12 men had broken bread off, and as soon as they would break it off, there would be enough bread to give to somebody else. And they repeated that to feed 5,000 people. These men took a couple of little old sardine fish, little pieces of fish, and broke it off, and there was always enough to feed 5,000 men, plus their wives, plus their children. Those disciples had held that in their very hands. And then Jesus says to them, He said, I want you to get into this ship and I want you to go to the other side. Amen. I'm not coming right now. I'll see you over there, but I want you to go to the other side. Amen. Now let me tell you something. When you have God's Word, it's just as real as God's presence. That would be a very valuable lesson for us tonight. If we could learn that God's Word, amen, is just as powerful as God's presence. And that His Word stands all by itself, whether His presence is there or not. Regardless of whether you can feel anything, if God said it, you can stand on it because He will deliver. So when the Lord said to them, go to the other side, there's nothing in this world that could have prevented them from getting to the other side. Amen. The Bible says they had rode out a ways, and all of a sudden this great storm came up, and the waves tossed, and the wind was contrary. And there was a storm all around them. Now hear me tonight. You're going to go through some storms in your life, but don't you focus on the storm. You focus on the other side. Hallelujah. There's a phrase all through the Bible that applies beautifully to us tonight. The Bible said, and it came to pass. It never says, and it came to stay. Storms come, but they don't come to stay. They come to pass. Troubles come, but they don't come to stay. They come to pass. You will get through this. There is another side to this. And God is saying, go on to the other side. Amen. Don't you let anything hang you up here tonight. I want you to know that everybody has troubles. Somebody said, oh, I'm a Christian. Why am I having troubles? All God's children going to have troubles. Amen. You're going to have some. The difference in a child of God having trouble and somebody that doesn't believe God and having trouble is I know that there's another side to trouble. Hallelujah. I know I'm going to get through it. I know God is with me on the journey. Amen. And I'm going to come through this thing. I'm going to get through it somehow by grace. That's why I can sing in the time of a storm. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everybody say the other side. You got to focus on the other side. Don't you get your eyes on the storm. That's what got Peter in trouble, wasn't it? I like this. In Mark's rendition of the same story, he says that the Lord saw them toiling in rowing. I mean, they were down there, they were working. They were rowing their boat. And the Scripture said the Lord saw them. I want you to know something. If you're in the middle and you're doing everything you can, God sees it. Hallelujah. Yeah, He knows you're in trouble. Praise the Lord. But He also said you're going to the other side. He knows you're not going under. Hallelujah. He knows the storm's not going to endure very long. He watches your toil, but He also said, hey, but you're going to the other side. There's an end to this. There's another side to this. Praise the Lord. And He watched them. And then the Bible says, about 3 o'clock in the morning, He joined them. Hallelujah. Somewhere on your journey to the other side, He's going to join you. Mark also made this observation. It's very interesting when I read what Matthew said and then the things that Mark records. The Bible says that he, in about the fourth watch, about 3 o'clock in the morning, between 3 and 6, the night He cometh to them walking upon the sea, and here's the curious phrase, and would have passed them by. What do you mean He would have left past them by? They were in the middle of a storm, yeah, but He'd already said they're going to the other side. He wasn't worried about it. He knew they were going to be okay. Praise the Lord. I said he knew they were going to be, whether he's there, whether he's not there, they're going to be okay. Whether you feel God or not, if he said you're going to the other side, you're going to the other side. Now don't get me wrong, I love the presence of the Lord. Amen. But his word is just as real and powerful as his presence. I think, well, as a matter of fact, it impressed the Lord like no other place in Scripture. The Bible tells us the story of a centurion. He was a Roman soldier, probably a Gentile. And he came to Jesus or in his disciples, and he said, my servant lies sick at home. And Jesus said to that servant a very unusual thing. He said, I will come and heal him. And the man said, no. He said, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. He said, but I'm a man under authority. He said, I say to this soldier, come, and he comes, and that one, go, and he goes. So this soldier said, if you will just say the word. Woo! If you will just say the word. That's all. All you got to say is be healed. That's enough. Woo! Hallelujah. You see, there was a man that had faith in the Word of God more than just in the presence of God. He said, you don't have to come. I don't have to feel you. I don't have to see anything. You don't have to do anything spectacular. All I need from you is a spoken word. The Bible said that Jesus marveled at that man's faith. He said, I have not found faith like this, not in all of Israel. Here's a man that believes my word, hallelujah, and all I got to do is say it, and he said it, and it happened. Amen. You see, when the Lord speaks, you can take that, folks. He's spoken right here. He has spoken right here. Amen. I know we're living in some troublesome times, and there are all kinds of voices that are calling out to us, and there's doubt on every hand, and there's fear on every side. But you hear me today. We're going through all this. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, we folks are so fearful of everything today. I never thought I'd see the day when we'd be scared of Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper. But there are folks that, man, they're scared to death of them. Amen. That's right. We got governors saying, oh, you can have a little bit. Don't you sell any big ones, though. You can smoke marijuana, but don't you drink in them Cokes. I'll get you. Fear. Every time the thermostat goes up a little bit, gets a little bit hot, they go, whoo, we're going to fry down here. We got to get rid of all these cars and all this stuff because we're dying. My Lord have mercy. It's going to kill us. Yours the world. Fear. We live in a culture of fear. Amen. Praise God. Somebody's telling me today that they're getting ready to pass a new law that you got to strap your kids into car seats till they're 12 years old. What causes that? Fear. Fear. We live in this culture of fear. People are afraid of everything today. You know? Because they can't control it. Amen. You know what the thing is? They've lost their focus. I'd be scared too if I believed this is all there was. If I just get to live here, and Brother Kevin, we got to take care of this because this is all there is, and my grandkids, and for the next millions of years, that this is all there's ever going to be right here on this planet. This is all that's ever been. It's all that's ever going to be. And you got to cram everything you can into your few short years because there's not anything on the other side. There's no God. There's no creation. There's no heaven. There's no hell. There's nothing. There's not any help outside of what human beings can do. Amen. If I believed that, I would be literally scared out of my wits. Praise the Lord. But you know what? I live with confidence today because there's life on the other side. I believe that there's something better on the other side. I believe there's an eternal life in a glorified body on the other side. So I'll live with pace. I'll live with excitement. I'll live with joy. Amen. I can look at death and not be afraid. Amen. Because death's not the end. There's another side. Hallelujah. There's another side to death. Have you ever seen it? No, but I read about it. I know somebody that's been there and been back. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, I'm alive and I'm alive forevermore. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you folks, we don't have to be worried because there's another side. I hope somebody believes me here tonight that there's another side. That this is not all there is. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know, you people can believe the other if they want to. I'm sorry. You know, in the Bible talks about a group of men called the Sadducees. Do you know why they called them Sadducees? Because they did not believe in the resurrection. So they were sad, you see. That's deep doctrine right there, wasn't it? Amen. Some of you saw it coming, some of you didn't. Amen. But you see, people don't believe in resurrection. People don't believe anything beyond this life. You'd be sad. I'd be sad. Amen. But I believe that there's something better. Hallelujah. This world is not my home. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm just passing through here. Amen. Yes, I am. Amen. 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 So you see, we got to understand, we got to focus on the other side. Now, when I say that, there's supposed to be joy on this journey. Amen. We're supposed to be happy while we're here. Praise the Lord. Is that all right? To be happy while you're here? Amen. We ought to be the happiest people on the face of the earth. We are. We used to sing a song that said, we are happy people. Yes, we are. We are happy people. Yes, we are. Been baptized in Jesus' name, spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came. We are happy people. Yes, we are. We ought to be happy. Amen. If everybody on your job is griping and complaining and bellyaching, you ought to be singing, show them a big old smile. Hallelujah. You ought to be happy. Amen. That's dangerous doctrine. No, that's biblical. Amen. We're here to be witnesses. We're here to be a light. Praise the Lord. Don't let their old stinking attitude affect you because you believe in the other side. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said if you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? I hope so. Amen. Go ahead and sing. Go ahead and shout. Go ahead and be happy. You know what? I've been to hospital rooms to encourage precious saints of God and left encouraged. Amen. I got there. They were so up and excited and happy. Amen. Laying there in a hospital bed, all kinds of stuff hooked up to them, but they still had a song, and they still had victory, and they still had joy, and they still had peace, and they had a vibrant faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been to nursing homes and left encouraged. Amen. Bound to a little wheelchair. Some of them laying in the bed, but they still had the victory. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about going to the other side here. My little aunt, Amen. Couldn't even remember her heart. She knew her name. Know her daughter. Praise God. She'd roll down that wheelchair. She'd roll down that nursing home aisles and she'd be talking in tongues. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Nurse is scared to death saying she's crazy. She lost her mind. She's out of her head. No, she wasn't out of her head. She was talking to Jesus. We can't understand a thing she said. Doesn't matter. She's not talking to you. Amen. She's talking to the Lord. Amen. She's doing all right. She's full of the Holy Ghost. She'd grab her little harmonica, amen, and she'd start playing "I'll Fly Away," amen, and when the roll is called up yonder, you could hear out there playing that thing. She didn't know whether she ate breakfast or not, but she still remembered the notes of those old songs. Praise the Lord, and she was playing them. And you know why? Because she had some faith on the other side, and her focus was on the other side. Amen. And when it was time to leave here, there weren't any tears. Amen. It was a joyous homegoing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Isn't that great? I'm telling you, folks, Christians, we got the best of both worlds. The Bible said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness. You know what that means? That means we're right. I like being right, Brother Kevin. I like being right. Amen. You can believe I'm wrong all you want to, but one of these days I'm going to be singing, "How do I look leaving this world where I never belonged anyway?" Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We're right. That's what it means. That's what righteousness means. It means you're right. It means you're right with God. It means you're right about God. It means you're right about the things of God. It means you're right about the Word of God. You're right about the Holy Ghost. You're right about holiness and holy living. Amen. You're right about the rapture. You're right about life after death. You're right. Amen. Righteousness. Peace. How many like peace? I don't know about you, but I like living in peace. I refuse not to live in peace. Amen. Brother Grissom, people are always upsetting me. Well, don't let them. Do you listen to yourself when you speak? Listen to this. "He made me mad." Well, why'd you let him? Why'd you let him? It's up to you. Well, did you hear what he said? Well, is it true? If it's true, maybe you need to work on it. If it's not, what difference does it make? Does his saying it make it so? Think about that just a minute. Amen. People can't make you mad unless you let them. Shake your head like this right here. That makes sense, Brother Grissom. Don't matter what they say, unless you take it and let it let it work on you and get down in your spirit and down in your heart and get deep in your mind. It doesn't make any difference what people say. What did they say about Jesus? All kinds of things. Said everything about him. Did he get mad? No, he didn't get mad. He didn't let them make him angry. He did get angry, all right. He got angry about what they did to the church. He walked in the temple, and there where they were, they'd moved a bunch of old stinking sheep in there and money changers' tables and a bunch of doves over there. Amen. Yeah, that made him upset. It still does. Amen. A bunch of garbage gets in the church. That upsets the Lord. Still does. That's when he made him a whip out of cords and drove them out, kicked over their tables and drove the... You talk about... Isn't that something? Wouldn't you like to have been there to see that? People got weird ideas about Jesus. Oh, he was a revolutionary. Oh, he was. He sure was. But not the kind you're thinking about. He wasn't worried about how much Dr. Pepper you drink. Amen. And he was not nearly so concerned about the social ills of the day. What upset him was what they had done with the Word of God. in the house of God. That's where his focus was. Amen. He realized something. Nobody's going to get out of here alive. Amen. Praise the Lord. He even tasted death himself. He tried it out for 3 days. But before that even happened, he said, you destroy this temple. He said, in 3 days, I'm going to raise it up. Now, you can say that, but you can't do it. He said it, and he did it. That's the difference, because he's God, and you're not. You can think you're God, but you got a rude awakening coming. Brother Holly used to say, you can be your own God, and you can worship yourself, but you cannot save yourself. One thing a human being cannot do is save themselves. Plenty of people worshiping themselves, but you cannot save yourself. You've got to get something higher than you. You've got to get something better than you. You've got to get something bigger than you. Only God can save us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody see to the other side. Amen. Jesus said, we're going to the other side. So, he watched them in their turmoil. He watched them in their trouble. And the Bible said he came to them and he said, be of good cheer. I love that. They're scared to death. Here they are out in the middle of the sea. I mean, they're you know, a mile or so from land or more. And they're out there in the middle of this sea. Amen. And it's dark. And it's raining hard. And the lightning is flashing, and the thunder is crashing, and they're scared for their lives, and they're rowing as hard as they can. And all of a sudden, if that's not enough, all of a sudden they look up and they saw this man walking on the water. Now, say what you want to, but I got a feeling that gets your attention too. When I'm out in the middle of a lake, I don't expect to see people walking on it. And especially when it's dark and the storm's going on and somebody's just out there taking a stroll. And he looks at you and he said, hey, y'all be happy now. Cheer up. Smile a while. Give your faith the rest. Man, that scared the living daylights out of you. Wouldn't me? I mean, if I saw him, I'd say, well, I can't believe my eyes. But then if I heard him, I couldn't believe my ears either. The Bible said at first they thought it was a ghost. Listen to Peter's reply. He said, Lord, if it is you, but I say, if it is. You see the faith, the doubt there? He can't believe his eyes either. He can't believe his ears. So he said, if that really is you, he said, bid me come unto thee on the water. You know what Jesus said? Come. Now, Peter's got lots of criticism, but he's the only one that got out of the boat. He bailed out of that boat. And the Bible said he started walking to Jesus on the water. Isn't that awesome? Amen. I've never done that. He was doing it. Praise the Lord. Because that's part of being on the other side. When you're headed to the other side, you're going to do some stuff nobody else ever done. You're not going to be like everybody else. The Bible said that even when it comes to death, the Bible said, we grieve not as those that have no hope. Even in your grief is different than other people's grief. Your dying is different than other people's dying. Your living is different than other people's living. Everything about you is different. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, I like living for the Lord. How about you? I used to say that I'm not a morning person. Anybody know what that means? Somebody asked somebody, said, did you wake up grumpy? He said, no, I let him sleep. But I used to say that. I'm not a morning person. And I was riding with my friend. We're riding along, and it was morning, early morning. And he said, I thought you said you're not a morning person. I said, well, I'm not. He said, well, listen to yourself. I was humming and singing and whistling. Amen. I didn't know I was doing that. That's okay, wasn't it? Praise the Lord. I'm not a morning person. Well, what would I have been doing if I was a morning person? Amen. I found myself, I've actually felt guilty before because I didn't feel worse. I have. Because everybody, the way people expected me to react to things, I kind of felt like I'd disappoint them because I didn't feel worse. Amen. But even when I was supposed to be feeling bad and down and scared, I couldn't help it. I was singing. Amen. I had a song. I had a smile. I had peace. Amen. I wasn't troubled about anything. And I felt weird, like, what's wrong with me? I'm not supposed to be like this. Yeah, you are. Because you're going to the other side. Hallelujah. You believe on the other side. When I was young, I didn't understand some of these things, especially. I mean, here's a loved one, one of my precious loved ones that just died, and I didn't feel all this overwhelming grief. People around me were falling apart, and I was thinking, what's wrong with me? Didn't I love them enough? Yeah, I loved them enough, but you know what? They're on the other side. Why should I be all worried and upset and crying and bawling and squalling? If you do that, that's okay. But I'm just letting you know something here today. It's all right to have peace. It's all right to have a song. It's all right to have comfort in the midst of all of that because you believe in the other side. You don't have to weep like other people don't have any hope. You don't have to fall apart and crumble when things don't go the way you want them to. Amen. Praise God. Whenever you lose your job and you don't fall apart and then when well and go down to the bar and get drunk and try to get high and try to hide yourself and pull the world in after you, you don't have to react like that. It's okay to go ahead and have peace. It's all right to say the Lord is going to provide. Amen. It's all right to say, God, I've been faithful to you. I've been paying my tithes and giving offerings and doing everything I can. You're going to take care of me. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed out begging for bread. It's okay. You don't have to be like the world. Is that all right? Amen. Now we're going to the other side. There's two sides and we're going to the other side. Hallelujah. I like going to the other side. How about you? Amen. Peter bails out of the boat. He starts walking to Jesus on the water. The Bible said, and when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, began to sink. You see what happened? What happened? He lost his focus, didn't he? He took his eyes off of Jesus. And the thing, and here's what's going to happen. As long as you'll focus on Jesus Christ, no matter what you're going through, you're going to have peace. You're going to know that it's okay. But you get your eyes off of Him. You get your eyes on disease. You get your eyes on all the other things that are around you. And you'll get that sinking feeling. But if you'll keep your eyes on Him, everything inside of you is going to be saying, it's going to be all right. Amen. I'm going to the other side. I'm designed to go to the other side. He said in His Word that I'm going to the other side. He told me to go to the other side. He told me to get in this boat, and as long as I stay in this boat, I'm going to be okay. Because this boat, He said, is going to the other side. This boat's going to the other side. Amen. I'm not going to get on another one because I don't know about that one, but this boat's going to the other side because He said it was. Amen. So you stay with it because it's going to the other side. Amen. And of course he started sinking. He cried and said, Lord, save me. Immediately just Jesus stretched forth His hand, caught him, said to him, oh, thou of little faith, why did you doubt? I hear disappointment in that. I hear disappointment there. I think the Lord was feeling so good about what Peter was doing. God wants His children to do things nobody else does. God wants you to live like nobody else. Praise the Lord. God wants you to sing through your storm. Amen. God wants you to sing and shout through your troubles. God wants you to believe Him like nobody else does. He wants you to live like that. He got a little disappointed. I could just hear that in his voice. Oh, why did you doubt? Peter, you were doing so good, man. You were walking where nobody had ever walked before. You were doing what no one else had ever done before. I'm so sorry. Why did you doubt? You're doing great. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so the Bible said, and when they were come to the ship, the wind ceased. As soon as Jesus stepped on board, he didn't say anything. The wind said, oops, it's time to calm down now. Those old boisterous waves said, all right, boys, lay down. Amen, like a puppy at his feet. Everything calmed down. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've said this many times, but it's one of my favorite quotes. And I don't know who said it, but somebody said that I would rather be on a stormy sea with a calm captain than on a calm sea with a stormy captain. Anybody ever been with a stormy captain? Amen. Everybody say, I don't want to be a stormy captain. Oh, no. I want to be a calm captain. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody got a calm house? Anybody got peace in your house? Anybody want peace in your house? Buckle your seatbelt here. Anybody got a stormy house? Don't raise your hand. Amen. It's time to change captains. Praise the Lord. I said it's time to change captains. Say, I want a calm house, so I'm going to find me a calm captain. Praise the Lord. Somebody can bring peace to my life and peace to my house. Amen. And so the Bible says that it all calmed down. Mark makes this, and I'm getting ready to stop here. Mark made this comment, Mark chapter 6 and verse 52. The Bible says, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hard. Now here's what he's pointing out. What he's saying is that just less than 24 hours ago, you had miracle bread and fish in your hands. Less than 24 hours ago, we ourselves fed 5,000 men, their wives and their children, with 5 biscuits and 2 sardines. So why in the world wouldn't we believe that God would get us to the other side? What is it about human beings that we can leave a Sunday night service where the presence of God has been awesome? Amen. And we can be fighting like cats and dogs before we get home. Well, that was quiet. Huh? Why is it that Monday morning somebody can say something to you and you will come literally unglued and give them a piece of your mind that you could ill afford to lose? Why is that? Why is that? Why is it that come Monday morning you face a little bit of trouble and some you don't feel well, or you get a bad report, or even if you lose your job, why is it that you lose your faith? When you were just in the miraculous presence of God shouting amen to His Word. You see, the Bible says because their hearts were hardened. Amen. So God help us today not to allow these things to happen. Let me preserve what I'm feeling here tonight. Let me preserve what I'm hearing here tonight. Let me hide this in my heart so that when I leave here, and if I have to face a storm tonight or tomorrow or sometime this week before I get back again, God help me to understand that the storm's going to come, but I'm going through, hallelujah. I'm going to the other side because you told me I was. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, focus on the other side. Don't look at the storm. Don't listen to the wind. Don't focus on the waves. Focus on the other side. Somebody on that boat should have hollered out, hey boys, remember, we're going to the other side. Somebody said, I'm looking, Peter, and I can't even see the other side. He said that we're going there nonetheless. Sea or not, dark or not, storm or not, I'm going to the other side because Jesus said I was. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, amen, if you'll focus on Him, you're going to make it to the other side. Look at your neighbor and say, hey, I'm going to the other side. Why don't you come go with me? We're going to the other side. We're not stopping in this storm. We're not going to drown out here in this sea. Amen. We're not going to struggle out here. Amen. We're going on to the other side. Amen. Storm tossed or not, we're going to the other side. Ship battered or not, we're going to the other side. Sails tattered or not, we're going to the other side. Because Jesus said we were. Amen. No matter what anybody else says, we're going to the other side. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to the other side. Amen. Nothing is going to turn us around. My mind's made up. Nothing's going to stop me now. Praise the Lord. I got a mama over there. I got a daddy over there. I got five brothers over there. I've got aunts and uncles and cousins and grandmas and grandpas over there. Hallelujah. I got Jesus over there. Hallelujah. Nothing's going to stop me now. I'm headed to the other side. Now, you think I'm going to stop now? You think I'm going to listen to somebody today saying, oh, that's not real? Hey, no, yeah, it's real. Praise the Lord. I remember back in the 70s when a lot of this garbage we're reaping the benefits of now started. They used to say, God is dead. God is dead. Somebody wrote a song, said, if God is dead, who's this living in my soul? Hallelujah. You go ahead and have your unbelief and your doubt. Amen. Or you just go ahead and convince yourself it's not even real. Just go all the way to just plain old unbelief if you want to. Amen. But I'm going to go ahead and have faith. I'm going to go ahead and have peace. I'm going to go ahead and have joy. I'm going to go ahead and be right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to keep my faith. I'm going to keep my focus on Jesus Christ. And I'm going to go through all the way to the other side. Nothing's going to stop me now. Hallelujah.